Hey, what's up, my friend? Welcome back to the Mindshift Podcast. I'm excited to have you here for Mindshift Monday. And as we continue to navigate what seem to be uneasy economic times, things are talking about recession. We're seeing layoffs. I was on LinkedIn again this morning, and next thing you know, these five headlines, and all five of them talked about companies with layoffs. I think today it was JP Morgan Chase. You know, it's just going on and on and on. So I want to talk to you a little bit about really one thing meant for two different people. Number one, I want to talk about the essential thing to focus on, or at least what I think are one of the most essential things to think about during uneasy economic times. I want to talk about business strategy. I want to talk about how to prepare to make it through this. And if you're an employee and not an employer, if you're not an entrepreneur, listen to this. I want to talk about the one thing that I think you need to do to pivot yourself right now to make sure you're not a part of the layoff run. A lot of people think things happen to them when economic storms happen. And I like to say that it is really up to you what happens through economic storms. A lot of people wait until things happen to say what happened instead of getting ahead of it and say, what could I do to make sure I reposition myself to make it through this? You may have heard me say a quote that I'm super passionate about. It sticks to my forehead. I could wear it on my forehead if I wanted to tattoo it there. But Jim Rohn said it years ago, many, many, many years ago. And I heard it through one of my economic storms. And again, if we go back, I've been through three big economic storms in my career over 30 years. I mean, real economic storms. And it's interesting, the quote, that it just keeps making so much sense. I'm going to start with it here today. And I'm going to talk about this one big idea that applies to both entrepreneurs as well as non-entrepreneurs listening to this so that you don't get caught up in the storm. And that is, it's not the blowing of the wind that determines your destination. It's the set of the sail. The same wind blows on us all. The same wind blows on us all. Right now, if you drive outside, your gas prices are high. At the time of this right now, it's summer 2022. Your gas prices are high, right? If you go out right now to your grocery store, you're going to see some shelves that are empty because supply chain is broken, right? If you look at the financial news, you'll see that crypto's down. You'll see that the stock market's taking a little bit of a hit right now. You'll see that the commodity prices are higher, like everything that you're paying for at the store is higher. You're going to see mortgage rates up. You're going to see that the rental rates are up, right? I think everyone's screaming right now that how everything's out of balance. Inflation's at an all-time high. Listen, I'm not here to report what the news says. I'm not here to call it right, wrong, or indifferent. I'm certainly not trying to stop it. I'm trying to help you navigate it because the winds are affecting you. They're affecting me. They're affecting my clients. They're affecting my family. They're affecting my daughter, my kids, all of them, right? So let's be understanding that the wind is affecting all of us in some way, some more than others. All of us are not at the same economic level. Here's what I've known for you as a business owner, as an entrepreneur. Right now, you've got to get hyper, hyper, hyper focused about prioritizing cash flow. You've got to prioritize flow coming into your business. That means customer acquisition. You know, it's interesting and it's easy, right, to think, let's hunker down. Let's tighten things up. Let's kind of store our chips for the winter, and then we'll come out in the spring and start our thing again. And, you know, I used to see this all the time. I'm going to use an industry that actually can bring this to light. And especially living here in Las Vegas, you know, Vegas during the summer, we have incredible heat here, not as hot as it is anywhere in the world, but it is definitely hot for many that talk about coming to Vegas. Our friends down in Arizona get it a little bit worse than us. But what do I mean by this? Well, there's an industry where they service air conditioners, right? Air conditioning companies, HVAC companies, as they're referred to. And there's a trend that I've seen over the years with these types of companies who've come to us for marketing, and they always want us to make sure that they're in position for the summer wave. They're in position for the inevitable air conditioning units going out because of the high levels of heat. And that's the season. They would always say, we've got to make our money between March and September while it's hot. And then we have to store and kind of hold down and hunker down until the next season. And I remember talking to one owner some years ago, and I said, so you're telling me there's nothing you can do to acquire customers in the fall and in the winter? And so I'm not going to share with you the strategy here. I'm just going to give you a way to think about it. And I said, it's not really the heat that drives your business, and it's not your advertising at the moment of the harvest season. It's actually what you're doing in the non-harvest season, right? We talk about there's seed time and there's harvest time. We all know that the seasons are just going to run. But the time when there isn't a lot of harvest, we need to be planting seeds. And so to keep it simple, maybe if someone's listening to this and they really want to hear the strategy, I'll share it on another episode. But me and this business owner talked for a little while and I gave him a seed planting strategy for the fall and the winter. And I said, and if you do that consistently every fall and winter going forward, it isn't that you don't want to run the ads in the spring. It isn't that you don't want to ramp up your marketing in the spring. Certain aspects of marketing, you just can't turn on like a light switch. You need it to have planted those seeds, let them nurture and do their thing so that they sprout. And there's an opportunity for harvest in the harvest season, which in their case is the spring and summer. That being said, what I'm trying to get at is each of us as business owners, we really need to prioritize cash flow. What does that mean? It means looking at opportunities in our business where we might have been taking for granted the easy money. We might have been taking for granted all of the revenue sources that were coming in that were normal and customary, right? What are we talking about here is this idea of where else can you create cash flow in your business? For example, I think the first and easiest thing that a lot of businesses can do is if you're a service-based business, which we work with a lot of them, that's probably 75 or 80% of the companies that I help. If we're talking about a service-based business, then the easiest thing you could possibly do is be the conduit for DIY. Because if people start losing their jobs and if people start losing their incomes and people start having less affordability, your service might not be affordable. So maybe you can create a done with you or do it yourself type of training and education program. Sure, you'd like to go out and make the bigger ticket sale, but you want to also remember to be in the customer acquisition business. In my business, for example, not everyone is going to be a likely prospect for my business. Not every company on the planet is going to have the type of cash flow and revenue stream and affordability to bring a company like me and my team in. That's okay. What we know is that's only about 8% of all businesses on the planet because of the way small businesses operate, right? The vast majority of small businesses don't make $1 million a year. So 8% of those companies are our target market. But what could we do to help the 92? And a number of years ago, we decided, why don't we just teach them what we would do if we worked for them or in partnership with them and help them do it on their own if they couldn't afford us? That's a novel idea. Now, if you look around the internet, you see this all the time. You see online courses and you see things like this. And the funny thing is it's not just for those businesses. You can figure it out in your business, right? And again, there's several ways to do it. Go from a service-based, I do it all for you business, to a done with you business, which is done with you means it's part of us doing the work and part of you doing the work, all the way to we teach you how to do the work. And I remember the first year we did this, we just decided, hey, let's just teach everybody exactly what we do. You know, the reality is it's going to take you longer to do it that way, but if that's where your budget is, you don't risk anything. So going back to cash flow, how can you diversify where cash is coming from? How can you diversify customer acquisition? If you're an employee listening to this, I'm going to encourage you that you need to figure out wherever you are in the business, finding a way to diversify your skills to get closer to revenue generating activities for that business will guarantee you'll never lose a job in a company. You know, I had a guy come to me some years ago and he had been quote unquote a top salesperson for an organization and he was looking for work in my company. And I asked what the story was and the reason was for why he wasn't working there anymore at that company. And it was a well-known company. And he says, you know, it was bought out. You probably heard of it. And I said, okay, yeah, I remember hearing about that. And he says, but you know, what they did was when they came in, they let everyone else that was in the former company go. And I said, interesting. So my take on that is there must have been something else to the story. So I get mergers and I get acquisitions. And I do get that sometimes company cultures clash. And I get that their team came in and pushed the old team out. But when you're attached to the revenue generating of the business and you said you were one of the top people, at that point, if your revenue and your revenue generating activities spoke loud enough, then the new company would have kept you. I'm sorry. That's just the way I see it. And I wasn't saying this to him. Obviously, we didn't end up working together. But in my mind, I'm thinking there's no way you were that top producing of an individual, not because you didn't mean to be, but they must not have thought what you brought to the table was equal to what they wanted to do going forward. And so my message to you about this is, whether you're an employee or you're an owner operator, is that you've got to figure out how to get to revenue generating mechanisms right now. You've got to look at your revenue generating strategy, your marketing, your sales strategy. You've got to look at customer opportunities that maybe you've neglected and start to pivot ahead of these potential economic wins. We don't know what they're going to look like. We don't have a clue. The stock market could bounce back the day after I record this. Right now, the market's closed at the time I'm recording this, so it can't bounce back now. But the point is don't wait until the storm hits. A lot of times when we're out in the ocean or we're out in the middle of the process, and then the unsuspecting winds happen, you get caught off guard. You know, we just have to look back a couple of years to know how badly we got caught off guard. Well, listen, my friend, we are back in it again, right? You would think, oh, we need a break because we just barely got through this COVID thing. Yeah, I get it. We all like a break, but we don't get a break right now. Unfortunately, as a leader, as an entrepreneur, and as someone who's listening to this right now, you need to prepare yourself for the winds. Who knows how bad the storm is going to be? Yesterday, I left for the gym. It was cloudy for almost the entire day, and the rain didn't come. It looked like it was going to come. No sooner as I get to the gym and get out of my car and get ready to walk in, here comes the rain. So you just don't know. Now, in that case, I could see the forecast. I could see the clouds. Right now, we can see the clouds, you guys. We can see it. Don't act as if the storm's not coming. I don't know how bad the storm is going to be. No one knows how bad it's going to be. The point is the forecast is there, right? If the forecast looks like clouds and you're having a picnic that day, it'd be wise to take some umbrellas, whether it rains or not. It doesn't mean cancel the picnic. So don't shut down your business because the storm looks like it's coming. No. Prepare for the storm. And my best advice as we wrap up this episode is prepare to look now at multiple different cash flow opportunities. Where else can you add value in your customer's life? Where else can you add value if you're an employee to the business that you work for? I always say this, the person who's most valuable in a company will never get let go. You know why? Because if you're versatile and you're a critical thinker and you're a problem solver, you could move from this department to that department. And if you can out hustle and out think and out critically solve and be willing to work through the challenges, then you might very well, even though you weren't trained in that role, you may be more valuable than the person who's just trying to survive in that department. And so I hope you understand that. I know you're an achiever. You're listening to this. I know you're someone who believes in this idea that if you shift your mind, you can shift your results. And so this is just one of those ideas I want to share with you right now. And I feel like maybe I'm preaching to the choir, but I have so many conversations with businesses who are just running along like nothing's happening. And the bad idea is to try to conserve opportunities right now when I think you should be more aggressive and be more diversified. Okay, I hope that lands with you today a little bit. It's just been a lot of things on my mind, a lot of conversations I've been having, podcasts I've been on. Everyone knows that it's cloudy outside, economically speaking. So let's do what we can to control the controllables. You guys hear me talk about it all the time. It isn't the facts that have us the problem. It's the decision we make with the facts and then the plan of action that we take. And then we have to get to work. That's what we call the Mindshift Method. I hope you enjoyed this episode today. If you have, hit the like, hit the follow, hit the subscribe button, share it with a friend, and connect with me on social media at Mr. Darrell Evans. I'll see you next week on Mindshift Monday. Take care.